Well, good morning, everybody. I do apologize. I am from South Africa. I never used to have an accent until we arrived here. My name is Grant, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Claudine. And we nearly forgot Mother's Day. I remembered on the way here. And our three boys, Justin, Chase, and Tyron. I'd like to share just a little bit about how I came to know the Lord Jesus. Growing up, my parents did what every parent would do, is they would take us to Sunday school so they could do the shopping in peace. I remember thinking at the time that I was a Christian. Looking back, I definitely wasn't. And I was also a very competitive judo player. This sounds way better than what it actually is, but I was part of the Olympic training squad. And over a few months, I started realizing and noticing that I was getting weaker, and the guys I used to really beat quite easily were giving me a little bit of a hard time, and that affected my ego a little bit, and I needed an excuse. I then lost to somebody I usually beat quite easily and definitely needed an excuse. I went to the doctor, and I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and I was hospitalized at 16 years old. During my time in hospital, I discovered a bubble in my drip. Now, I know a bubble in the drip can be fatal. I know divers sometimes die from something called the bends, when you come up too quickly and you get oxygen in the blood, and that can kill you. So I had this little bubble in my drip moving closer and closer and closer to me, and got a little bit worried. So I pushed the panic button and waited for the nurse to come along and rescue me. The nurse didn't come. So I pushed the panic button again and waited a little bit longer. Now, hospitals in South Africa are quite scary. It was nighttime, it was dark, and lots of beeping and buzzing and talking outside, all that kind of stuff. I then discovered why they call it a panic button, because I was like... and still the nurse didn't come. And so after a few minutes, I prayed. And I said, Lord, if you help me with this bubble, I'll become a Christian. And just after I said that, the nurse walked in. So I kept my promise. I started attending church in a local youth group. And a combination of both of those taught me that I was a sinner and that I needed God's grace and that I was loved by our Heavenly Father. And I was privileged to be in a church that was Bible-centered. And a verse that really hit home for me and really challenged me was 1 Peter 3:18. Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. And I can remember sitting on my bed, I had a Superman duvet, 25th of May, 1996, and I prayed and I asked God to forgive me of my sin and committed my life to following him. Through various short-term mission trips, I felt God was calling me to serve in children's ministry. And shortly after volunteering, a lot of parents and other volunteers were saying, Grant, you've got to get into full-time children's ministry. You've got to consider it. I wasn't keen at the time and put it off for a few years and eventually relented that that's where God wanted me to be. I usually know what God wants because it's what I don't want. And that tells me, Grant, that's where you need to be. I told my testimony at a church on one of the mission trips. And afterwards, this old lady came to me, and she grabbed my hand like this, and she said, young man, I think that bubble was just the right size, because it brought me to realize that I needed God's grace. God's grace is also the right size, totally sufficient. And in 1996, when I became a Christian, and since then, I've just always been overwhelmed by God's grace and his love for me. I used to live for myself, but now I want to live for Jesus. I'm still a rotten scoundrel, and following Jesus is hard, but it's good. It's really good. And I know that living my life for Jesus means trusting and obeying him every day. And in serving in ministry, I want everyone to have the opportunity to hear the gospel, to to hear about Jesus and to make a decision to follow him for themselves. I love the song, "Only by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand. Not by our human endeavor, but by the blood of the Lamb." Those words are very powerful and are a constant reminder to me that I need Jesus every day. Thank you.